Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, when it's only 2 weeks to go until the book is released, how are your heads? Guys, what's going on? How are you doing? Listen, I've been advised that I've been struck down with the case of the thank yous in recent episodes at the beginning, so I'm apparently not allowed to come out with these gushing expressions of gratitude. Nevertheless, thank you for tuning into the show. The link to my book is in the bio of this. It would mean the world to me if you would show me some support and pre-order the book. It makes an enormous difference whenever the book comes out in terms of visibility on shop shelves and all of the rest. March 14th is the big day. So if you order it now, as soon as you listen to this, it will be on your doorstep on the 14th of March. Speaking of the 14th of March, that is the night of the book launch where I am returning to the Sugar Club in Dublin's Leeson Street. That was actually where I did my first ever live shows, as some of you will know, and I'm going for the, that's where we're having the book launch. Darren's going to interview me on stage. It should be a great night. I'm terrified, of course, because I suffer enormously with anxiety. So actually, let me try and manipulate the listener to feel sorry for me because I suffer from anxiety in order to buy my book and to come to the launch. Only joking, of course. Nevertheless, this is not a self-help book, out on March 14th. It's the biggest project I've ever worked on in my life. I spent 88% of last year chained to a desk writing it, and it would genuinely mean the world to me if you would go and purchase a copy now. Speaking of self-improvement, welcome to the roast of personal trainers. Guys, look, it would be very easy for us to sit around and sort of poke fun out of personal trainers and say that many of them are sort of biscuit brain buffoons who sort of warm to conspiracy theories in the same way middle-class people do a queue for Jo Malone the day before Christmas Eve. Do you know what I mean? And that's exactly what we're going to do, okay? I've never understood the sort of affinity personal trainers have, or the proclivity, is that the word, that they have to believe in conspiracy theories. What is that about? Do you know what I mean?
No, man. I was watching this thing the other day, and it's the Illuminati, okay?
If the Illuminati was real, right? And if there was a handful of the most advanced thinkers in the planet, on the planet rather, and global leaders, if they'd all come together, okay, to sort of determine the outcome of the world, why would they leave themselves exposed by a couple of video uploads to be watched by teenagers, personal trainers, and aficionados of hashish, okay? Riddle me that, please. It's like those, it's, you know, people that are really into rocks and crystals, okay? And they say that they, oh, this is a moon rock and I can actually use this to like look into the future. Can you, yeah? If these rocks could help people see into the future, why are they on sale in stall number 14 in the Black Rock Market? Do you know what I mean? And also, by the way, why are they at the back of the shop beside the cash register in a little basket? If you are a shop merchant, okay, and you have rocks and stones that can help people become clairvoyant and see into the fucking sky, put them out in the front. That's all you should sell. Forget the fucking tie-dye dungarees. Do you know what I mean? Forget the dream catchers. Do you know what I mean? Forget the incense and the hemp-smelling shite. Literally just sell the future rocks. You don't need anything else. You don't just need to have them in a little basket at the back. They should be front and centre. They should be the only thing that you sell.
No, man, honestly, I saw it on YouTube.
I just don't understand, like, the idea of this Illuminati, okay? How could they be the Illuminati, the most powerful group of people in the world, yet they seemingly can't get a video removed from YouTube, you know, that was uploaded by a failed crypto king sleeping in the queen-size bed of his parents' spare bedroom? And the worst thing about personal trainers with their conspiracy theories, they always impose it upon you when you're in the middle of a stretch. So you can't get out of it. You're like, just hold that for 10 more. Yeah, yeah.
I was watching this thing the other day.
No, no, don't, Tony. I don't need to. Anyway, look, guys, at the end of the day, I like personal trainers. I find them to be very, very entertaining. You know, I particularly love their sort of client appreciation posts. Have you ever? The definition of passive aggressive is a personal trainer's client appreciation post, which is effectively just a roast of the client. Have you ever seen those, Kieran? It's like, when Eileen first dragged her shapeless whale carcass into my do-, do you know what I mean? When Eileen first dragged her shapeless whale carcass in through the doors, I knew I had my work cut out. There's more rolls on her stomach than the hills of Kerry or fucking drum solo and Whiplash. So I asked her one question. Firstly, what's that smell? No. And secondly, are you ready to change your life? Like, no. I'm not, by the way, no, I'm not here to change my life.
I'm here to like to moderately change the shape of my stomach. I'm here to be able to take my shirt off on holidays and not and to be less self-conscious during intercourse. Do you know what I mean? I want to be able to do the missionary, okay, without sort of when the knuckles start going and the elbows start to not be like, oh God, am I jiggling? That's what I, that's my. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we don't need to hear about my training and failings, personal or otherwise. Keep that for the book, Megan. But look, regrettably, this podcast is not just about me. I know. Devastating. So let's hand it over to you, dear listener, and let me hear about your experiences. Let's ease ourselves in, guys. First up this week, we've got Shona, who has made it very clear that she is happy for her voice to be used and not to be changed. For the rest of you, though, whenever you submit to the show, remember, we will use voice disguising software so your anonymity will be completely maintained and preserved. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I think my favourite thing about PTs is their ads that are always targeted at me and my sisters. And it's probably because, you know, we're ordering Bombay Pantry every weekend. But besides the point, it's always like, we're looking for 20 fat bitches in the Dunleary area. Like, are you feeling sluggish? Are you a little bit chubby? You know, do your friends not like you anymore? And then it's always like some overly masculine gym, like, get on down to carbon concrete gym where we won't take your fitness levels into account whatsoever.
Unbelievable. Looking for 12 obese hogs who love nothing more than using the wooden spoon to scratch their genitals while sitting on the couch and watching their dreams disappear before them. Do you know what I mean? Only in the Loughlinstown area. It's actually looking for a dozen fridge merchants who do nothing but scoff toffee sauce for breakfast and fucking Biscoff-flavoured potatoes for dinner. We're looking for a handful of spherical morons. Do you know what I mean? Like, how are these ads allowed? Yeah, looking for 12 rotund gobshites in the Sandy Mound area, willing to humiliate themselves on the seafront 9 weeks in a row. DM results for more. No, DM leaving cert results, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, DM, like, I just do not understand these sales techniques. I keep getting this one, by the way, from PTs. Hey, Mark, been loving the content recently. You don't follow me. They don't even fucking follow me. Hey, Mark, been loving the content recently, particularly whenever you got engaged to Darren. It's like, do you remember, did you ever go to Bam Bam's as a kid? Okay, Bam Bam's was like a kid's play area in Dublin. It was like an institution of children's birthday parties, okay? And there used to be a dinosaur there called Coco. And whenever it was your birthday there, you got a song. And it was the same song, but they inserted your name in it. But as a child, this is, of course, a dream come true, especially me with aspirations to work in the industry. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but, you know, so you get the song and it was like, hello, my name is Coco. And today is a very special day. What is it? There, he was like other dinosaur characters like Baby Bop and whatever. And it was like, what is it? Is it Donald Duck's birthday? No, no. Is it Daffy Duck's birthday? No, no. Today is... And then it'd be like a 19-year-old staff member going, kidding. Today is Caden's birthday. And then they do a song. Anyway, there you go. Little childhood memory for you there, Kieran. Moving on. We now have a very interesting voice note, which is sort of like, you know, the whole process of doing a tour of the gym. I talked about this during my live show. I went to do a tour of a gym recently, right? And I'm not going to tell you where it was, but let's just say I West wouldn't be rushing back. Okay. I went to do a tour of the gym and I had to stop the guy halfway through the tour because he did this thing to me, right? So any plans for the weekend, bro? No, no plans for the weekend. Do you have a girlfriend? Nope. And then he looked at me and he goes, oh, by the way, or a boyfriend. I was like, sorry? He's like, no judgment here. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pontius Pilates. Do you know what I mean? For sparing me the fucking death sentence. And eventually I just had to look him in the eye and go, excuse me, can we just get on with the tour? And then he basically was like to me, well, I'm happy to walk in silence if you are. I was like, bro, don't get angry and upset with me. I just want to actually do a tour of the gym and figure out how these things work. Anyway, he left me then in the changing rooms, where I was subjected to, by the way, the most degrading image of all time. A man nude but wearing a t-shirt and socks. Somehow more offensive than nudity. Have you ever seen yourself wearing socks and a t-shirt but nude from the waist down?
No, but I'm curious.
It will do serious damage to your self-confidence. Okay, let's go.
So I went in and he was like, okay, let's give you a quick tour of the gym. And I was like, perfect. So he was showing me around all the different pieces of equipment, but at the same time was like, see that girl on the treadmill? Had sex with her. See that girl over there at the free weights? Brought her on a date. See that other girl? Rode her. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was just like, okay. And then he was like, yep, been with them all. And I was like, right. He was like, anyways, will we go take your body fat percentage now? I was like, okay.
If there was ever a definition of said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud, that is it.
So yeah, just over there on the right, we've got the dumbbell machine there.
There's a Brazilian girl here called Magda with a huge, do you know what I mean? They're like, you're telling the wrong person this shit. Shane from Cork. Moving on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's very early to be getting on our hands and knees in the podcast, but we simply have no choice but to stand. She's back. The inimitable Mrs. Jollies.
Hey, Mark. Just said I'd send you a quick message this week. Just as the caliber of your show just to go down by not having me on it, you know? In regards to personal trainers, though, I've had one personal trainer my whole life. She worked for about 5 minutes. I've since had 2 kids, both under 4 years old. So now I'm just a fat fucking bastard after those two little shits stretching me from the inside out. Now, I don't need you sagging off my Nunu because both of them were sunroof jobs, so down there is just fine.
Hold on a second here. I don't want you slagging off my Nunu because both of those were sunroof jobs.
What a woman.
I need to see somebody to talk about this. This is... Oh my, Mrs. Jollies, you are... There's nobody quite like you. Let's go.
So down there is just fine. And as for the gym, the only flipping gym that I know was the pervy milkman that used to deliver to the hotel I worked in to ask if he could put his whipped cream into my pie.
That's not even a euphemism. That's just blatant, flagrant horniness. Do you know what I mean? That's not like, there's not like a, oh Jesus. Yeah, will I be going in the front entrance or the back? Do you know what I mean? That's just like, I want to put my cream into your pie. Like that is, I want to inseminate you.
Science. So, there you go. To all the chemistry teachers out there, experimenting with breast milk.
Thank you, Mrs. Jollies. As always, it's jolly good to hear from you. I'm not going to comment on your Nunu. And do you know what, by the way? I completely appreciate and respect and admire your honesty because I suspect many people who have had children experience that. I mean, I gave up cigarettes last year and immediately, I've spoken about it a lot, but like immediately I'm just transferred over to sweets and to chocolate. And part of me for about 6 months was like beating myself up, you know, using the should words. Oh, you should be doing better. You should be blah, blah. You should be this. Fuck that. You know, life is challenging enough. And I respect someone just going, yeah, do you know what? Things are, I've got different priorities in life than just making ourselves look perfect. So well done, Mrs. Jollies. As always, it's an absolute pleasure.
I love whenever you see personal trainers trying to gather more clients on Instagram by just leaving random comments under people's sort of remote any post that's remotely related to fitness. So they'll just comment under a stranger's picture, keep ripping it up, baby. That's Deirdre. She's just been to a Pilates class with a focus on mindfulness. Nobody was ripping up anything, okay? Speaking of things that were ripped up, we've now approached the wild side of the podcast. Guys, this isn't the Willy Willy Bum Bum section, by the way, okay? So just don't get it twisted. This is sort of the section of the podcast where we look at the wild side of the gym, the sweaty, the sultry, the horny and hormonal elements that go into people's fitness routines. Let's go.
So I used to work in the Grand Canal years ago. This is around March 2020, because I remember this well, because COVID was really becoming a thing at the time and people were sort of making you feel bad about going to a gym. And I remember thinking, geez, if all I caught here was COVID, I'd be happy out. And I managed to be proven right, because I'd usually go in before work at about 6 a.m. The reason I say that is because I went in, done my workout, all was normal. I was lying there stretching out my quads, you know, done the right one first, not a bother, 5 seconds here, 10 seconds there.
No need.
Turned over onto the other side and staring me in the face was was a Johnny out of the packet, fully fucking loaded. The fucking most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. So clearly, again, because I used to go in the mornings, not making excuses for them, but I did have a mate that worked there. And when we dove a bit more into the situation, yeah, one of the staff members was having their own little late night gym session with one of their PTs. So there you go.
That is absolutely grotesque. I've never heard somebody refer to a condom, by the way, a used condom, as fully fucking loaded. That is unbelievable. Moving on. I'm just going to play it. Let's see what you think.
So I joined a gym a few years ago. And, you know, the way you go in for the induction and they show you around the gym and take your measurements and give you a plan of action for how to achieve your goals. So I went in for that session. And after my tour, your man took my measurements. We were sitting down while he was about to go through the plan of action. And he said to me, gestured towards my Repeal the 8 t-shirt that I was wearing and said to me, "I hope you're not a lesbian with puppies like that." That is gospel word for word what happened. And I don't think I've ever been so shocked. And yeah, needless to say, I sent an email to the reception team and told them I wouldn't be following through with my membership and to cancel my direct debit. But yeah, what an absolute gent.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God. You did the right thing, firstly. Your name isn't Mrs. Byrne by the shot. You don't teach, do you? No, but for listeners of last week's episode, that is just outrageous. That is just completely and utterly outrageous. "I hope you're not a lesbian with puppies like that," whilst gesturing towards your breasts. How do these people think they're going to get away with that? I mean, what does he expect you to say? "No, I'm not actually, Shane, would you believe? Thank you for asking, though." As if that's as if, by the way, that's got anything to do with having big breasts or not, by the way, my sexuality. "However, thank you for asking me. And no, to clarify, I'm actually straight. Speaking of which, speaking of these puppies, why don't we let these little dogs bark? Why don't we take them out of the kennels, baby? Why don't we take these bad boys for a walk? Do you know what I mean? What the hell is going on in the brains of these petty faloo frontal lobe gobshites, troglodytes of the lowest order? I mean, unbelievable. Fair play to you for reporting them. Moving on, moving in. Speaking of wild rides, let's go.
So went into a spinning class one night, recognised the instructor, said to my friend, "He definitely looks familiar from somewhere," and couldn't think where. Kind of halfway through the class, it dawned on me that I matched him on Tinder, so I had already gone down the back at this stage on one of the bikes. My friend dropped me home that evening. Once, I'd say it was later on then that I got a message on Tinder. And I'd say once I went home, had my shower, he was gone home already as well. And I met up with him then. I'd say it was about 2 or 3 hours later, just for the ride out in the car.
Let's go. Let's go, Denise. Like, this is amazing because it's not really a roast of personal trainers. It's just you had sex with someone. Do you know what I mean? Fair play to you. I'm delighted for you. Speaking of sex, by the way, let's have a listen to this one.
"Hi, Mark. This is for the roast of PTs. I know a PT that used to host wild parties in the leisure club he worked in the jacuzzi after nights out. He used to think he was the equivalent of the Irish Dan Bilzerian, but he was actually living at home and he ended up getting caught by his boss in the end."
I mean, the thing about jacuzzi, why is it that people think that a jacuzzi party in a fucking leisure centre, that there's anything sexual about that? Oh, do you get that chlorine smell from behind my ears? Do you know what I mean? There's nothing. Unfortunately, we don't have the climate wherein there's like outdoor jacuzzis. And even jacuzzis is just one of those things that they're sort of loosely associated with sex, but for no reason whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? There's lots of things that somehow are associated with sex, but massages, let's be honest. Massages. There is no human being in the world that has gotten a massage and for the first 20 seconds is like in their head, "Will this be the time?" Do you know what I mean? No, it's not going to be the time. You've got an injured calf. I also just wonder with these sex parties, like if I was in my gym lifting weights, that'd be the day. But if I was in my gym lifting weights, okay, and someone came up to me and was like, "Oh, how are you getting on there, chief?" Fine. Listen, a few of us are going to stick around afterwards and, you know, have a jacuzzi. Right. Absolutely not. So see you later though. But no, it's going to be great. We've got some tunes playing. Tunes. The music that they're playing in this gym, it warrants a lifetime without ears. Do you know what I mean? Some sort of EDM remix of an Ellie Goulding song released in 2009. This is the worst. This is an aural punishment. this entire experience. So the idea of hanging back and slipping into a lukewarm hot tub with you and another couple of your steak-faced cronies is my idea of fucking hell, okay? Let alone something that would be sexual. So no thank you, good luck, next. And now, the moment many of you have been waiting for. It's the Willy Willy Bum Bum section. It wouldn't be a roast of gym culture if we didn't at least take a second to look at some of the ways that people conduct themselves in these public areas, okay? So, without any further ado.
So, you asked for weird gym stories. So, a few years ago, my mom worked for this company. She's retired now. But she met this guy through work and they were really good friends. Like, we met him a few times. He was in house parties, you know, any of her birthdays along the way, he would have been there. And anyway, she retired and they kind of lost contact. And years later, my mom sent me an article from a paper and she was like, wait till you see this. Your man's face, his full name, where he was from, and his face plastered on the article in the paper. He was caught wanking in the shower of his local gym. And yeah, they caught him and he was given like an 18-month probation and was brought to court. And yeah, full photo. Like, it went around all her WhatsApp groups then, like bloody wildfire. Oh, it's mortified for him.
That is actually the worst. That is the worst thing. You think you know somebody. And the next thing, you know, they're pulling themselves off. They're violently pulling themselves off in the local gym. I just don't get what they get from that situation. And, I mean, to go to jail, as a matter of interest, how does that get proved? Like, how? So somebody sees him. So here we go. Let's Miss Marple now. Let's get the hats. Let's get the thinking. Not just the wanking hats. Let's get the thinking hats on as well. We're wearing the wanking hats. Anyway, if he's there, he's masturbating in the shower cubicle, right? Somebody sees him, is understandably disturbed, alerts the authorities, okay? They then come down and go, sorry, Carl, you're going to have to, like, you're gone, basically. We know what you were doing. Surely he could just say, no, I wasn't. Well, unless he was going through the lobby with a truncheon on him, do you know what I mean? But yeah, that's that is humiliating. And that's what you get. That's what you get. You know, you can't expose yourself to strangers and expect to get away with it. So let's continue on.
I've seen my fair share of manky things over the last decade, but the absolute worst was walking into the changing rooms and a girl was shaving her toes. She had no shame whatsoever, just dry shaving her big hairy toes in the middle of everyone, like not even trying to do it sneakily in the corner. Just raises so many questions. You know how swimmers shave their body before races? Guilty. Like, was she hoping that shaving her toes would give her a PB on the treadmill that day? I know people say you get what you pay for when you go to a cheap gym, but there are just some things in life that should never, ever be done in public.
What I will say here is that, like, you say that she wasn't doing it sneakily and in the corner. That, for me, would make it much more perverted. Do you know what I mean? If you're cowering in a corner, shaving your toes, that makes the whole act a lot more sort of derangement, as people would say. This next one now. Obviously, you know, when you've got people wanking in showers and stuff, you're seeing things that you don't necessarily want to see. Speaking of which.
Hi, Mark. So I used to do a class where a girl didn't wear any underwear and her leggings would be pretty see-through. So if we were going to do something like a deadlift and you were standing behind her and she bent over, you could see not only her ass, but brilliant, her full-on anus through the leggings. Gross. Not what you want to be seeing at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, for those that don't know, from what I gather, a deadlift is whenever, I'm just going to stand up here for a second. A deadlift isn't that when you're standing up and you're bending straight down? Yeah. So that is absolutely, like, disgusting. And she could see her full. Also, anus. Thank you, doctor. Do you know what I mean? Dr. Perv. Who uses the word anus? That is utterly bananas. But you know what? Put some knickers on. This is one of those things in life that I feel like you should be able to say. Society doesn't allow us to break the sort of walls of convention and just go, oh, excuse me, by the way, you should definitely wear underwear because I can see your, you know, your pink arsehole in the middle of the gym. You look like the Japanese flag. Do you know what I mean? I can see you bent. Oh, we don't know each other. We don't know each other. We won't need to know each other either. But you should probably wear some underwear, because it's doing you a great disservice. So, let's go.
Hey, Mark. A couple of years ago in the changing rooms of the gym, there was a lady completely starkers, blow drying her hair, but not the hair on her head.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Like, I don't know. I'm going to tread carefully here on this one. Okay, I'm going to tread very carefully because I do not have an opinion on the matter. And again, people are entitled to have as much or as little hair on any part of their body as they so wish. Okay, half the country wouldn't be flying to Turkey every other week if that wasn't the case. Blow drying it, I mean, yeah, if needs must. Is she putting them into dreads? Is there a ponytail? Is there a side party? Oh, wait, hold on. There's a part two. We've got more. Let's go.
And just to add, there was nothing discreet about this. It was standing in front of the mirror, one leg sort of lifted up a little bit just to get a better angle. Just no shame at all.
Okay. I mean, I hate to be the dissenting voice for the sake of it, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian. But again, you say there was nothing discreet about it. I think if she was bent over in the corner of the room with the hairdryer down her jocks, that would be more bizarre. I think fair play. Now, okay, the leg. Yeah, do you know what? Like, let's call a spade a spade. It's completely perverted. Good luck. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the Willy Willy Bum Bum section. As always, it was disturbing. Well, you know, today's wasn't actually as disturbing as it could be. I was expecting some more, like, really horrendous things. So it was a relatively PG Willy Willy Bum Bum section. Now, moving on. Okay. We're going out to a different part of the world in this next voice note. And a little reminder, by the way, if you want to get involved in the weekly roast, each single week we are choosing a different aspect of modern culture, what it's like to be a human in the year 2024. Send me a DM, let me know what's on your mind, let me know what's bothering you, let me know who is bothering you, and we will put them under the microscope and we will let the rest of us roast them. So at Megan Mark on Instagram, and a reminder, if you're enjoying the show, rate it and leave a little review. It would make all the difference. Continuing on, let's go.
I don't really understand the concept of online PTs. Like, you're paying some random lad on Instagram who recently moved to Dubai or Bali to send you weekly videos of themselves in some coffee shop, like telling you that you need to lose weight or to stop eating takeaways. It's surely some pyramid scheme.
Yeah, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. Of course it is. Of course it's a pyramid scheme. And I think, I genuinely believe in the next 5 years, we will start to see a series of Netflix documentaries on the modern MLM, multi-level marketing schemes, which is affecting the wellness industry. It's affecting the personal training, the health and fitness industry. It's affecting all of these pseudo internet entrepreneurs as well. And it's, if you notice it, it's all about lectures. It's all about giving seminars and talks and days and come to my day of this. And it's courses, you know, but it's courses that aren't, they're not, what's the word, accredited, I think is the word, by anybody in particular. So it's just come to my course, buy my program, then that in that program, that teaches you how to be able to sell your programs, and on it goes forever and ever and ever. And the worst thing about it is that they're preying upon people who are vulnerable because they want to change their circumstances overnight. So they scramble to get some money together to pay for these courses, and they think that it's going to result in a life in fucking, excuse my language, Dubai or the UAE or somewhere sunny, shiny, sexy and sultry, and it's bullshit. And so many of these people are incredibly suspect, and very soon hopefully we'll start seeing a little bit of a shift wherein people are like, hold on a second here, I'm not going to pay €180 to listen to some gobshite who was selling tannin injections out of the boot of his car last month and he still sells teat whitening on the side. Do you know what I mean? I suppose I should probably stick a joke in there just to make this a comedy podcast, lest I fall down and crack my skull after sitting on my moral high horse for the last couple of minutes. No, we're actually not going to bother. Let's go.
So basically, I started doing PT, and my friends had all been going to Sky like for a couple of months, and I was like, Grant, I'll give it a shot. So I was going to him for a couple of weeks, getting really well, really enjoying it. And then one Saturday, I got a text message from him. So I kind of assumed that he was like trying to book in to see if I wanted to do it with the girls, but I was very wrong. So basically the message said, hey, just wondering why you chose to do PT with me. It's a bit random, don't you think? And I went back and I went, what do you mean? And he said, just a bit random that you picked to go to me out of all the other personal trainers. So I went back, I was like, not really. Well, my friends go to you. So, like, obviously I'm going by the recommendations. And he was like, all right, so there's no feelings or anything else there, is there? And I was like, I don't really know what you're implying. And he came back and said, look, you can send me nudes. Like, it's okay. Like, I get them. I've gotten them from other girls before. Instantly lost the fucking plot. So I turned around to my partner, showed him the messages. He wants to head up to gym. He was like, I'm going to fucking kill him. I was like, I'll deal with it. So I wrote back, saw red, and was like, how fucking dare you send me a message like that? If you think I'd stoop that low and start riding my PT, I'm really happy. Like, I can't fucking believe you'd send me that and think I'd jeopardize my whole life. And then he didn't write back. So I was absolutely shook and raging. So I had all the intentions of getting into the car, going up to the gym, heading out the door because I was going to go in and like putting a complaint with the manager. And the next moment my phone rang and it was the gym's number. So I answered the phone and it was him. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. That wasn't me texting you. That was my girlfriend. She wasn't meant to message you. You shouldn't have gotten those messages. Like, I don't want it to be awkward between me and you. Like, you don't need to stop coming to me. You can come up. We can pretend this never happened. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Your girlfriend has contacted me. I was like, so I stopped going to the gym. I blocked him. So fast forward a couple of weeks, I was out with a couple of friends and we're having a drinks and we were telling them about the story. So it became a bit of a running joke. Some of them knew about it, some of them hadn't. And it turns out he was riding half the gym.
Oh my.
And the girlfriend knew about it.
What? So hold on a second here. He's riding all of these people. His girlfriend knows about it. Why was the girlfriend messaging her? This is fucking, lads, this is some sort of like Brookside EastEnders. What is going on here? So his girlfriend knew that he was riding people from the gym. Then the girlfriend messaged the girl, being like, do you want to send me nudes? Was the girlfriend involved in this? Were they some sort of, oh, well, aren't you very... Well, apologies for me existing in the fucking Stone Age, boys and girls. Well, God love me. I'm sorry. I'm showing my naivete. Again, thruples are just everywhere these days. So, okay, let's go.
So he ends up getting fired from the gym. He had moved on to two other gyms. I've kind of kept tabs on the situation because people do be talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that he's doing the same thing in a number of different gyms. So yeah, my PT days have come to an end.
Right. Well, that was absolutely an experience to listen to. And I'm glad you pushed back. And it's always good to push back. I find it utterly hilarious, the original. Sorry, that was my girlfriend. I remember I asked somebody out on MSN Messenger, would you believe, back in 20... What year? Oh, I don't want to reveal my age, but a long, long time ago, guys. 2019. No, I'm not. It was much longer ago than that. I remember asking this girl out, because back then you just go, will you be my girlfriend? You wouldn't even go on a date with them. You just say, will you be my girlfriend? And I remember asking her, will you be my girlfriend? I'm really into you and I've fancied you since Irish college. And she was like, I think me and you are just so much better as friends. And then I remember being like, poo, 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 bum, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then was like, sorry, my dad and my computer. Sorry about that. Yeah, see you on Saturday, with a singular tear just dropping down my cheek. Cheeks in my face, that is. Perverts. Next.
Hey, Mark, there's nothing more frustrating than a 19-year-old personal trainer who has the metabolism of a newborn. They could literally just eat what they want, do what they want. Tell a woman in their 30s with children hanging off her that, and I quote, we all have the same 24 hours. We don't though. We actually don't though. Like, if I could get up at 12, stumble around the place for a while, go into work, I too would be skinny and muscly and have a six pack. The most frustrating part of it all is that they're probably still on their mother's tit in the evening to go to bed back. Do you know?
I think I remember I got that. Somebody messaged me a while ago and was like, the feckin' state of you. You're definitely still on the mother's tit. Thank you. Thank you for that. Would you believe I'm not? And if I was, by the way, I'd probably start on the neck. Oh,
Okay, but I do think, you know, there are lots of personal trainers who do have children as well and who do balance all of their life to be personal trainers. So I'm not just trying to decimate the entire career choice. What I will say is I don't like when there's the condescension and you sort of drag, as they would say, your beached, bloated whale carcass in off the street for an assessment. And they say something like, so, Mark, can I ask you something? What sort of exercise have you been doing so far? And you're like, well, not much, by the way. But like, how many times a week can I just ask, like, would it be 4 to 5? And you're like, no, of course it wouldn't be 4 to 5. If it was 4 to 5, I wouldn't be here, okay? But it's like, yeah, right, well, what would it be? Are we looking at 2 or 3 times a week? And what sort of exercise? Bit of move? What movement are you getting? They say that to you. Like, what sort of movement are you getting? As if you're a literal space hopper. Do you know what I mean? Are you being rolled down the stairs? You know, does your wife have to use Dairy Gold to smear the banisters in order to squeeze your midriff down the hall? Do you know? And I'll say, well, I get a bit of running done here. No, I'm just going to stop you there. You don't even want to hear that. They look down on any sort of exercise that's not gym work. Oh, you've been running and cycling and swimming. Fuck, you're fucked. You're completely fucked. Yeah, now there's no way. I'm not surprised you're here, actually. I'm not surprised because, look, all I'll say is, you know, shut up. You got a spoofer. Thank you so much for listening to Weekly Roast, guys. I hope you enjoyed the roast of personal trainers. Again, this is a call to action. It's a plea. If you're enjoying the show, if you'd like to support me, please buy my book. The link is in the bio of the show. Click it now, pre-order it. It'll be delivered to you on the 14th of March and you'll be making an enormous difference. I devoted my entire life to this last year, so I really, really appreciate your support of this one. Give us a dig out and buy a copy, genuinely. Now, before I go, there is a bonus section to today's podcast. I know we're going against the grain. We're doing something slightly different. There is a bonus section, okay? This voice note came in from a person in an area that I won't reveal. And I'm going to say I have to be very careful here and not say or not divulge any of the actual details lest we leave ourselves exposed. So I'm not going to comment on this next voice note, but I'm going to put it out there and I'll be interested to hear what you guys think because it's too mental for me not to share it. And this person, by the way, backed up her claims by sharing documents with me. She DM'd me pictures of the documents that she was given, which will make sense in a second. But that's what blew me away about this. I thought, oh, maybe she's spoofing. Maybe this is a little bit over the top. This sounds like a Netflix documentary. And by the way, it does sound like a Netflix documentary. Have a listen to this. Form your own opinions, come back to me on Instagram, and I'm potentially thinking we might include a part 2 if you are interested, if this takes off, okay? In other words, pre-order my book, show some support, be one of the good people who buys the book. Don't be the one who just listens and does nothing, okay? Thanks, guys. See you next week. All my love. Appreciate the support. Take care.
Hey, Mark. So back in 2019, I joined a well-known gym in they had a special kind of 6-week, 12-week training offer going at the time, and I was really interested in getting fitter and losing some weight and stuff. So I started going to this gym, and on the first week, they were super enthusiastic and like really like got me motivated and excited to be there. And they recommended to kickstart the process that I go on this special diet. So in addition to training 3-4 times a week, they had me eating only red meat, only full fat dairy products and only green vegetables. Like I couldn't have a red pepper, but I could have a green pepper. It was kind of wild. So that was to kind of accelerate my fat loss, weight loss in the first couple of weeks. And it did. Basically, I was training with them and I got kind of obsessed, but I was training 4 or 5 times a week and I was seeing like loads of progress. So I was basically, the weight was falling off me and I was gaining muscle and everything was going great. And my PT, about 3 months in, January, kind of end of January 2020, he said to me, you'd be great to come along to a health and fitness seminar. And we talk all about nutrition and wellness. So I said, yeah, great, cool, I'll come along. But then that's when it started to get creepy. So he basically He was WhatsApping me the details for the session on my phone, but there was no like posters in the gym and no one else in the gym was talking about it. But he was sending me these messages and of course, I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was totally fine. And I was pumped and ready to go along. And then the day of the session, he sent me the address and it was like a rundown Georgian house off which should have rung alarm bells. So I arrive at the house and immediately there's no lights on and I'm a bit like, okay, I must be in the wrong place. And then the door opens and this lady's like,
no, you're absolutely in the right place. Come on inside. We're just about to start. You're here for the seminar.
And I go up the stairs. Literally 10 other people there. They ask me for my phone. They close the door and they lock it. And that is when I started to panic. And then the fun began. And it was 3 hours of talking at me about how they wanted to change my life and heal me, but only if I invested €25,000 in the gym and its future. And they told me that they were going to change my life if I just made a small investment in this business. And what was even more mental was all of the people there seemed totally bought into it and totally excited, and they had people who had obviously already invested a lot of money in this particular gym, and they were talking about how they sold their house and were now living with parents or brothers or sisters or just renting because they had given their house or some of their money to this organization. They also were teaching or telling people how to fake invoices for cars so that they could go to the credit union and get a car loan to pay this particular gym for to invest in this particular gym. So it was absolutely mental. And when I tell you, I ran out of the place, I ran, and I haven't stepped foot in that gym, and I don't know if I'll ever step foot in a gym like that ever again.
Jesus. Maybe we need a part 2.